B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub Headlines.
The Bruins scored a pair of quick goals early and then survived a 6-on-5 for nearly the final 4 minutes before beating Philadelphia last night 3-2 at TD Garden. David Pastrnak had a hat trick for the Bruins in the win. Tuukka Rask added 25 saves in his first game of the season. Bruins have won 4 in a row. They host Nashville tomorrow. The NHL All-Star teams were announced yesterday. Patrice Bergeron voted as the Bruins' representative for the Atlantic Division. Charlie McAvoy was added into the pool of the players in the running for the fan ballot final roster spot for that team. The NHL yesterday suspended Montreal's Chris Weidman for a game. He headbutted the Bruins' Eric Halla 2 nights ago. Patriots visit Buffalo tomorrow night in round one of the NFL playoffs. The biggest problem for J.C. Jackson and the defense is how exactly to get Bills quarterback Josh Allen to the ground.
I mean, he's a big quarterback, big strong quarterback. We just got to do a good job, wrap him up. Everybody get to the ball. I mean, we know he's not easy to tackle, so we just got to have good fundamentals and be disciplined.
Patriots have listed 13 players as questionable, including Kyle Duggar, Isaiah Wynn, Christian Barmore, Damian Harris, and Jacoby Myers. The Houston Texans fired head coach David Culley yesterday. Former Miami head coach Brian Flores and current Patriots assistant Gerard Mayo are apparently the two top candidates to replace him. And the Celtics visit Philadelphia tonight. Marcus Smart is now questionable with his thigh bruise. Grandy and Max have the pregame at 6:30 and the tip-off at 7 right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Sports Hub headlines are brought to you by South Shore Bank. At Beatles Bank, success is meant to be shared. That's why their commercial solutions make a community impact. Visit southshorebank.com. Member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender. I'm John Wallach on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update at 8:30.
Races in to the high slot, shoots, he's
there! Hi, this is David Pastrnak.
3 servings of pasta.
And listening to 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Get out of here, come on. Don't listen to them. Listen to no one.
Don't listen to them. You're going to ruin your career.
But you're rich.
You can't listen to those people. They're maniacs.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Telling you, the best thing Tom Petty ever did was being the voice of Lucky on King of the Hill, which I've watched all episodes of, from 13 seasons of King of the Hill on Hulu.
Wow.
I finally accomplished it. I watched all of them.
Is it worth it? Because I remember there being some episodes of King of the Hill were great, but then it would kind of, I don't know, I was such a huge Beavis and Butthead fan that it kind of was almost like a letdown.
What's 13 times 20? It holds up a lot better than Beavis and Butthead. What's 13 times 22? Because this is the kind of commitment you're going to have to put in, Rich, if you want to do that. What is it, Dave?
I guess it's like 4 hours.
That's 286, so I watched 143 hours of King of the Hill.
Oh, wow. 140 hours?
43 hours.
Oh, my God.
Of King of the Hill. Now, it was over the course of months, but it did happen. Now, can I say that I was, like, glued in to every moment of every episode? No. But I set my mind to it, and you have to have goals in life.
Yes.
And this was my marathon. This was my Everest.
Fred, there's no TV show I think that I've ever watched that amount of. Like, I've watched entire series before, like The Sopranos. Let's say The Sopranos. Sopranos is what, 7 seasons? Like,
say there's 10 episodes a season.
Right.
So 70 hours.
So that's half of what you watch with King of the Hill.
Game of Thrones was mine. I'm, again, about halfway to where you want.
You guys have no lives. I mean, you have to really sit down and invest your time in watching an animated sitcom. I mean, that's how you spend your time.
That's 143 hours. So when did you start?
November.
Oh, and you somehow got in 143 hours
in
since
2 months?
November?
November, December.
In 2 months, you watched 143 episodes of a show.
Yes.
Oh, my. Well, that would be 2 hours a day.
Yeah.
Whoa.
What do you do 2 hours a day? Probably read.
No. You know me, I don't read.
Probably prepare.
I'm dyslexic.
Prepare for the show.
but that's impressive. So
yeah, it is.
2 hours a day for 70 straight days.
Well, no, it wasn't.
King of the Hill, that was the choice too. Like King of the Look, it's just good,
all
but
right.
It's not like the best.
Okay, so TV during the day has become a cesspool. During the day, what is on TV is Two Broke Girls, which I will not watch. Let me explain to you what's going on. I'm going to watch the TV, all right? During the week, the TV during the day is a disaster. It's Two Broke Girls. It's Friends, which is deplorable. It's the George Lopez Show. I can't watch
George Lopez Show is still around?
No, it's syndicated.
No, what I'm saying is a channel is actually still broadcasting.
Very big with the Latino audience.
Okay.
And so, so nothing is on during the day. So FXX started playing King of the Hill like at 3 o'clock. And so I watched it, and I was like, oh, yeah, you know what? I like King of the Hill. And then I went to Hulu, and it said 13 seasons. And I went, you know what? This is my Everest. I'm like, let's get going. And so now when I'm home, I just put King of the Hill on.
I just love how Fred's TV broke in the 90s because it's just like what's on TV. Like nobody says that. Like nothing's on TV anymore during the day. TV to everyone now is just whatever you want. It's like
that's what I'm saying.
Is your oyster. Yeah.
No, but I like my friend being on the TV and I like
it. I understand
that. And my friend is not regurgitating. My friend is giving me Two Broke Girls.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's really nothing on TV. It's amazing. So, because on the weekends, they got The Office, they got Seinfeld, they got Parks and Rec. The weekends, we're wheeling dealing. The weekends are nice. But during the week, not much. So I always have the TV on. So I just would put King of the Hill on. And like my daughter likes it, kind of. And so she's a Bob's Burgers girl. But she's also watched Encanto now four times. But I watched them all. And in the last two seasons, it features Tom Petty as a regular character called Lucky, who marries Luann. And they call him Lucky because he slipped in pee-pee at the Megalomart and got $50,000.
Whoa. Good for him.
And all so, right. and so he just, like when Luann has the baby, he says, "This is good because there's going to be a lot of things to slip on." Like, so, you know, when you're in the personal injury game, like it's...
you got to constantly look for new areas. You don't do the old gag. You got to do the new gag.
It right.
throws them off the scent.
Exactly.
Right.
Well, there's a... speaking of Mike Judge, it sounds like Paramount Plus has now reached him. You know how they just gave that big deal to the guys from South Park to make all those different movies? And they are paying Mike Judge to make a brand new Beavis and Butthead movie.
Apparently now, more episodes of the show as well.
I trust Mike Judge. That's the one thing, is that Beavis and Butthead might not be the same. Back in the day, it was the greatest. But Mike Judge since then has given us Silicon Valley, and I would argue that the first two seasons of Silicon Valley are as good as any comedy that's been put on TV.
Yeah, they're fantastic. Did you ever see Tales from the Bus?
No, and I heard that was great.
Oh, it's
and that's
great.
Mike Judge, too,
but
right?
But you have to buy it.
Okay, all
but,
right.
But they're great. It's stories of, first of all, they do,
Merle Haggard?
George Jones, which is always great because he's the one who would hide vodka bottles in his orange grove and go up and make his own screwdrivers and climb a tree and then talk to his two friends that weren't there. He had two friends that weren't there. Johnny Paycheck, who like shot people. There's like it's great. You got to watch him.
Okay, more evidence that Mike Judge still has his fastball.
Oh yeah,
and if he's making a new Beavis and Butthead movie, I am 100% in.
Yep. Yeah.
And Office Space, I know it's been quoted a million times, but that movie still holds up. It still makes
me
laugh.
Yeah,
that's a great one.
It's a great movie. It is overquoted, and that's unfortunate. But yes, I have. And Tyler, hello. Tyler.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, hey. Yeah, so Fred, I just want to agree with you. King of the Hill absolutely holds up way better than Beavis and Butthead right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And I have also watched all of the seasons of King of the Hill twice. Once when they were on Netflix when I was back in college, and again when they were back on Hulu.
Well, you, sir, are a hero like me. I mean, there's only so much of us, so many of us to go around, but the Earth deserves more.
You know what's funny is that when I lived in Texas for a couple of years, the jokes on King of the Hill got 10 times funnier.
Yeah.
Because you legitimately see those people. It's almost like, you know, every stereotype right there, they absolutely nailed it.
Oh, there's one thing Mike Judge hates is hippies. So if you hate hippies and you'll be a big fan of King of the Hill, they go camping and he's Who are these people? Are they insane? Worse, hippies.
The hippie teacher in Beavis and Butthead school.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He is no fan of the hippies.
No. One of our listeners sent me an ad for, apparently there was an episode where Peg Bundy's feet were on the internet.
It's not Peg Bundy. Peggy Hill.
Peggy Hill, not Peg Bundy.
Yes, right,
Peg.
There is a foot fetish one. Peggy Hill has size 16 feet. And there's one where she goes, and the great thing is Peggy Hill is very full of herself, but she doesn't realize how ignorant she is. And this guy gave her a modeling gig. The things he wants her to do get grosser and grosser and grosser, like step in dead rodents, and the guy's like convincing her about how like progressive it is and how people need to see this and to appreciate her. So yes, there is a fantastic foot fetish episode.
I need to watch more of that show. Maybe not 140 hours worth.
Well, Rich, if you're not going to commit to it, don't do it at all. don't if you're not going to be a completist, then you have to start with season one, episode one, and work your way through.
Dude, I just found out that Danny Trejo's in the new Boba Fett thing, so now I have.
Danny Trejo's a regular character on King of the Hill.
Oh, awesome. Listen, I'll watch almost anything with Danny Trejo, including his documentary, which is really good. I mean, the dude obviously came from some...
Oh, I have his audiobook, because remember when I had to get all those audiobooks? And Danny Trejo's was one of them. Yeah, he spent a lot of time in jail.
Oh, yeah.
I told you, he's the one who... He's like this. I told you this on the air already, but there's a story in the book where he's in jail and there's like this dirty hippie guy who's getting harassed. And he goes, all right, if you pay me, I'll let you sleep like by my cells and protect you. And the guy goes, all right, well, in exchange, I can hypnotize you, because Trejo's a heroin addict. He goes, I can hypnotize you to make it feel like you're on heroin. And so he does this, and that guy turned out to be Charles Manson.
Oh, with Danny Trejo was in there with it? Wow,
Oh.
I remember the first time I saw Danny Trejo, and it was when he was the knife thrower in Desperado, which I've said this before. Desperado is one of my favorite action movies of all time.
They didn't play the song enough.
What song?
Desperado.
Oh, no, that was not in that Eagles. Movie, no. Yeah. The Eagles.
That's
song
what I'm
not
saying. Is that
thank
I,
God.
I mean, I turned it on, and I'm like, why are you not playing Desperado over and over again?
When Trejo shows up, I remember after the movie was over saying, that might be the best villain of any movie I've ever... I mean, you can't fake that look. When he shows up and he's got like this vest full of knives and he dials the phone with his knife and he's got that face, it was I don't think there's ever been more perfect casting in a film than Danny Trejo in that.
All right. John, because Rich doesn't, but John, you've seen... Okay, I'm going to tell you the shows that you've seen every episode of.
Okay.
While you judge me for my King of the Hill.
I'm not judging.
Judging, which just shows your own ignorance that you don't appreciate great feats of stamina. All right. You've seen every Seinfeld.
Almost everyone. Not everyone.
But how have you not seen every Seinfeld?
You're on the right track. I lost track the last couple of seasons.
You've seen every Brady Bunch.
No, I have not. I've not seen.
I guarantee you haven't.
No.
You've seen every 90210.
Yes.
Okay. Which is longer and an hour long.
Ten
show.
Seasons. Yes.
Including
hour
the new
long
one,
show.
The reboot. Did you watch all those?
I watched the first episode of the reboot, and I was like, out. "You got to be effing kidding me!" And
that's
I didn't watch.
Have you not seen every Saved by the Bell?
No.
Okay. I'll tell you the shows I've seen every episode of: Saved by the Bell, Family Matters, Everybody Loves Raymond, The Office, five times. King of the Hill, Friends. Ugh. I've seen every Brady Bunch. I've seen every Jetsons, Flintstones. I've seen every Full House.
Yeah.
I've seen every Fuller House. I've seen every
Rocky Road.
I have seen every
Small Wonder.
Did I say Saved by the Bell? I've not seen every Small Wonder. I've seen every Silver Spoons.
Family Matters.
I said Family Matters already. Yeah, so I'm at 13. That. I've seen every Bob's Burgers. I've seen every Always Sunny in Philadelphia. I've seen every Goldbergs. I've seen I've completed probably 40 seasons.
I've done Jetsons and Flintstones. I'm there with you. Yeah,
the Jetsons very easy because the Jetsons very short lived.
Yes.
So a lot
you
of
even talked about the dramas you've seen. I mean,
oh yeah, like Sopranos, The
Breaking
Wire,
Bad,
Breaking
Wire,
Bad,
Lost,
yeah. Lost. Unfortunately,
Dexter. Yes,
I Yes, I
saw. Yeah,
no, I didn't watch The Shield. I didn't watch the last couple seasons.
I'm there
of
with
Dexter.
You on The Shield too. Yeah.
I saw The Shield. The Shield is fantastic. Yep.
Best ending to any series.
But the thing about the dramas is it's not as interesting to me because like they're good. Like the amount of like garbage that I've consumed in my life, like I've probably seen debatably every MASH.
No, I mean that's a situation where it's been in reruns for 3 decades.
There's no way I've seen every Happy Days.
That's the thing. You get to a certain point and you're like, okay, they've completely lost themselves. I'm not going to do it anymore.
Yeah, like once Richie left, they were very difficult to consume.
And you get to that, you go back to Friends. I mean, look, you get to a certain point where, okay, they're out of the wheelhouse. That's enough.
I've seen every How I Met Your Mother. I mean, it's stupid. I mean, it's ridiculous. Just how much time I've wasted.
I do this for
a living, so I guess it wasn't.
No,
wasted.
But I mean, I've watched every episode of more shows than I thought. Obviously, Jetsons and Flintstones. I told you about Game of Thrones. I've done all of 90210.
Blue Bloods.
Sure, that's all. That's fair.
I don't think there's a comedy that I've seen every episode of. I don't think there's a comedy, like a sitcom, that I've seen every episode of. Now, I've binged like dramas.
Well, watch Seinfeld. Then that's a gift you could give yourself.
No, Seinfeld's good and it's funny. It's but again,
oh, New Girl. I've seen every New Girl.
Yeah, there's other things I want to watch.
Which
was
a delight. I consume New Girl like I consumed King of the Hill. Have I seen every Yes, Dear? Yes, I have. Thank you, B-Real. I've seen every Yes, Dear.
Mm-hmm. Dear John?
Dear John. I don't know about
the
that.
The Judd Hirsch depressoid comedy?
That wasn't many
Life
seasons.
Goes on.
Dear John.
Right or wrong. I've not seen every Cheers. I tried to go back and watch Cheers recently, and the first season is terrible.
I think I've seen every Cheers. I have.
The first season of Cheers is really bad. In fact, Cheers only got good, in my opinion, when Coach died. And they brought in Harrelson. And then
there
got,
were some episodes where Coach, which was fantastic.
I thought he was terrible.
Where
on
he had
that
to memorize
show.
All the countries. It was great.
And it got infinitely better when Shelley Long left, which is rare because you would think, because that whole will they, won't they thing. I've seen every Frasier.
Okay.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed it. Yeah, I mean, dude, 40, 50 shows I've seen every episode of. In fact, I just watched The Family Matters. Where the girl is going to buy a gun, and so Urkel's like being funny, like while she's buying the gun, like, you know, don't do it. And then what do you think happens as she's buying the gun? Just guess.
She fires it.
Well, a girl gets shot right next to them.
Oh, okay.
Like, and then Urkel's still got to do the Urkel voice.
I thought
somebody got an ambulance.
See, you said that. I thought Urkel accidentally picked up the gun and shot somebody.
I do that?
Yeah, exactly.
But it's
did
funny.
I murder someone?
And it gets like real trippy, like slow motion, but like Urkel's still got to talk like Urkel. So like it's pretty funny.
Someone said Kevin can wait. I've watched every episode.
I have never watched Kevin Can Wait. I've seen every King of Queens. I've never. King of Queens is great. Well, not great. King of Queens had Jerry Stiller. So, I mean, anything with Jerry Stiller is...
Kevin Can Wait was work. That was my work job. I watched that.
I don't want no ordinary.
I would have thought that this would have failed. By the way, his NASCAR comedy also failed already.
Yeah, he's not funny. Like, Kevin James is not funny. His stand-up was terrible, too. Like, he's not funny. He's for idiots. But then again, I've seen every Family Matters. So who am I to talk? I had to bag out on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air because I hate that show.
Somebody said Wings. Wings was a good show.
I've seen a lot of Wings, but I can't say I've seen them all.
I'm very close to all of Wings.
Oh, the original show that the woman from Will and Grace is on, I saw all of them.
Dharma and Greg?
No, God, no.
Show is Deborah Messing on?
Or she was on the show with the guy from Wings.
Caroline in the City?
I've seen a lot of Carolines in the City.
Leah Thompson.
What was the other one that came out around that time where it was Caroline in the City and then
A listener, help me out. What was Messing's show that she was on with the guy who played the idiot on Wings? Oh, man. I've seen every Curb Your Enthusiasm. Oh, God.
Oh, Suddenly Susan?
I haven't seen all of them. Oh, I've seen every Just Shoot Me. I've seen every episode of Just Shoot Me, which is a fantastic show.
It is. Spade is
Ned and Stacy.
Ned and Stacy. I've seen every Ned and Stacy, but that's not saying much.
Well, I know somebody was a guest star on Ned and Stacy. Oh, used to work with him.
Oh, really? Did he have back acne?
I'm not going to say that.
Well, listen.
Perfect Strangers?
I don't know. That's difficult to say. Sean, go ahead.
What about The Simpsons? I know there's like 1,000 seasons, but even if you watch up to the first 10 seasons, that's equivalent to most of the shows you guys have named.
Yeah.
Fred, you love Family Guy, South Park?
Oh, too? I've seen every Family Guy. I haven't seen every South Park. The Simpsons did an episode where it was that for some reason Marge and Homer met while he was in a grunge band, and I said, I'm never watching this show again. It was one of the worst episodes of television I've ever seen.
I have seen the first 10 seasons of The Simpsons, and I finished it during the pandemic. Like, that was like a show that was like the go-to. I introduced my kids to it, and it was the go-to thing. And you know what? There's times during those first 10 seasons where that show touched the sun. Like, it's still funny to this day.
Chris, go ahead. Chris.
Ben?
Yeah.
So here's the thing. Just started watching The Office yesterday. Honestly, I never watch any TV. I watched it for like 2 hours straight, folding the laundry. Freaking hilarious. But you always talk about Always Sunny, and I need some more TV. So
it's Always Sunny is the best show. Is the funniest sitcom I've ever seen. That's the best sitcom.
One I mentioned, Silicon Valley. The first two seasons are as funny as you get as it gets.
It's on HBO.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's good. Always Sunny. Oh, I Think You Should Leave. I've seen every. You say it. I Think You Should Leave. What I just think of. I've seen every.
Like sketch comedy stuff. Chappelle Show.
Yeah, well, that's easy. And there's only like 3 seasons. Oh, God, what did I just think of? You said I Think You Should Leave. Just something came into my head.
Step by Step?
I've seen every Step by Step.
I've seen every Dr. Steve Rule. Check it out.
Yeah, so have I. Several times. I've seen every Step by Step.
2 and a Half Men, somebody's suggesting?
No. I've seen every Step by Step. I've seen every Family Matters. I've seen every Boy Meets World.
Mad About You?
Close.
Oh no!
I'm ashamed to say I'm right there with you, Fred.
I mean, I hate it.
That was on like Thursday nights in the
That's the thing. It's you watch shows that you hate. Like so, out of all the shows, like what's the like a show that you despise that you have seen every episode of?
Friends.
Yeah, I can't believe. Why do you do that to yourself?
It's on. Oh God, man. Josh, go ahead.
Morning, Freddie. Hey, one I think that you've seen, I don't know if you mentioned it, but Still Standing, the Jamie Gertz.
Yeah, I've seen every Still Standing, and I've seen every Grounded for Life, as a matter of
Mark
fact.
Is that Mark Addy Still Standing?
Yes.
Is that it?
What's that? I said Boy Meets World. Yeah, I've seen that.
Let's think of the schlubby
Eric,
husband, hot wife genre. Have you seen...
Eric, go ahead. He was going to say Eastbound and Down. I've seen every episode of that twice. Yes.
Home Improvement?
Yes.
Okay. I'm trying to think of like that whole what was the show that had the woman who was it was Tim Allen, but it was the follow-up one.
No. That's Last Man Standing.
Last Man Standing.
I've only seen like 2 of those. Someone said News Radio. I don't know. Rules of Engagement, maybe. Close. All right, there you go.
That is insane.
Yeah,
how much TV you've seen? That's amazing.
It's really something.
Jeez,
it's a lot of fun, a lot of life in me. All right, we'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Now.
It's like they're all on laughing gas.
It's Tusher and Rich.
Everything's slow.
Yeah, everything's in slow motion.
On Boston's home for sports.
These are the kind of people that take snoozes under trees.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Real quick, there's too much joy. You could power a city with this.
Slim mess. I am a mess. I am a
skullish giant.
Wow. It was good living when you were mess. I am the
smallest giant ever.
I am the
smallest giant ever. Don't know how long it's coming.
All right. Two Inch Shoe is a good band.
Everything's moving fast.
They're from here, I think. I think they went to college here.
Everything you've ever said is brilliant. Everything you want to do is fine with me. This is much better.
All right. Someone says, have I seen all the Trailer Park Boys? It just existed for far too long. There's no way. In Arrested Development, I hate. It's too manic. I like David Cross's character, and that's it. All right. I can't stand, like, Community. And I like Megan Gans very much, but I can't stand Community. I can't stand Scrubs. Well, I don't know who anyone like Zach Braff. And I can't stand Arrested Development. It's, like, far too manic. And I don't like that. All right. You want to do this Feinbaum thing?
Sure. Yeah. Yesterday, you know, we've been playing some of the clips from the Feinbaum show, and there was a one that was a fight between, was it Bammer Slammer?
It was Bammer Slammer versus Legend.
Yes. And they were yelling at each other, and, you know, we had our commentary. And then yesterday, Paul Feinbaum on his show said this.
Some of the clip we're about to play, we did have to clean up a little bit. But this morning on Boston Radio, the number one show, Toucher and Rich, sounded like this. Somebody sent me this link today. There's a famous talk show up in Boston. Was it Tushin and Rich? Richer? Tushin Rich. They replayed the Legend call and literally made fun of both these guys for 15 minutes this morning. And, you know, when...
I believe it. Man, I'll tell you what.
How about that? I feel like we've made it now.
Wow. Well, I don't understand the idea that I made my name easier to pronounce.
And they still got it wrong.
Still did not get...
I'll take whatever I can get from Paul Feinbaum.
Fantastic.
I feel like we've made it.
All right.
But,
yes, absolutely.
Fred...
Someone sent him the tape. A legendary show in Boston. Well, he just had Legend on the mind because Legend.
Right. But I will. But that apparently, according to Mike, because I actually heard that. I went back and I saw that. I was like, "Hey, talking about us."
Anyway, that was an abridged version. If you want to listen to what they really said about Legend, you can go to their Twitter page or their most of it. We really couldn't play because we didn't want to upset the artist known as Legend.
Okay, so
what I took that as at the end, by the way, was he didn't want to, like, let the cat out of the bag that his listeners are all idiots and he knows it.
Sure. It kind of felt that way when he said that.
I don't think it was. I think that's when he was, like, giving the look at the camera because, you know, I don't want to let everyone know.
That was a hesitation at the end there, like, while he was describing it.
Well, I mean,
it.
He took the, like, the part of us... He took everything funny out of it. I mean,
sure.
It was just us saying that we were going to talk about Legend.
But. Well, he did mention last time when Legend called in and was yelling at him. Legend was, I guess, you know, saying, I give you your ratings. And he goes, well, I had pretty good ratings before you ever showed up. So Legend's been calling the show. Like, he's been calling us.
Yes.
And I guess, apparently he was pissed that we were talking about him. And,
not pissed enough.
Okay. So... Why? What is your read on whether or not you want to take Legend?
Because okay, I'll tell you this: is that I've said it to you a million times, and you've said it to me too, is that, like, sometimes peeking behind the curtain ruins everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Jacksonville lady, Eli Porter, and he didn't call when he called and talked to Nick. He wasn't, like, out of his mind upset.
Okay,
and. I like, listen, now it's going to be a really long time before we can do a Feinbaum bit again because we've done so many of them, and I don't want to, it just won't pay off enough. There's too much, the upside is not as much as, not as big as the downside.
Okay, so you think that if he comes on, he's not going to be the guy that we heard when he called Paul Feinbaum, that you're going to find out he's a fraud?
That it's a different format. It's funnier, like if we make fun of him to his, like, just, like, while he's on the phone. Like, it's
how about
just...
this? What if we did this, Fred? You know how, like, Feinbaum will have the caller on and not know that someone, one of his enemies, is listening in and can just chime in. What if somehow we got Rock and Roll Mike just to sit there? And when Legend called in, we let Rock and Roll Mike yell.
I'll tell you this, Rich. If you can put that together, I'm fine with it.
I'd be very impressed.
Let's see how, can Nick do it? Now, how good of a producer are you, Nick? Can you make it happen?
Well, he's not the producer, first of all.
No, but second for that, because he's got the phone numbers. He's the phone guy.
You have a Rock and Roll Mike's phone number? No.
I thought he did.
No, Rock and Roll Mike doesn't. Yeah, Rock and Roll Mike doesn't have a phone number.
I'm just going to say, what? He has a cell phone?
No, he's homeless.
I know. That's my point.
What if it was Mark Jamelli? Why are you so angry?
If you can get Rock and Roll Mike on the phone with Legend, then by all means, let's go.
But do we have Legend's number?
We do. We have. Nick got Legend's number.
Then here's how you do it. Rock and Roll Mike, if you happen to be listening, or if anybody who knows where Rock and Roll Mike is, tell him to call the show.
Yes.
Because he calls randomly. He does call.
It's very rare now, but it's usually very early in the show because he's still awake. But yeah. It's not like he's gotten up. It's very late. I'll tell you this. Next time Rock and Roll Mike calls in, let's call Legend. Okay. Fair enough. And then that will be funny.
Because and then it'll be just like Feinbaum. We'll have the two go at it.
Yeah, because I love Rock and Roll Mike. And the confusion that Legend will be under with Rock and Roll. Because Rock and Roll Mike is not going to know what's going on, even if we tell him.
No.
So, through a legend. Hey, listen, Rock and Roll Mike, I love Rock and Roll Mike more than our audience does. There's some things that I love that our audience doesn't love as much as me, and Rock and Roll Mike is one of them. I could listen to that guy talk for 10 minutes at a time.
What if we had Sarge and Legend together?
I'll tell you what, if you can get Sarge on the phone, that's easier to do,
and I like the byplay.
It's not easier to do. Sarge doesn't want to do the show. Sarge hates me.
That's probably fair.
Yeah. And I guess, you know, maybe I don't blame him, I guess. I don't know. I never meant to say anything personal about the guy. I thought everything we made fun of him was about wrestling and stupid crap like that. But it's like Crash's wives. They all hate me. I was talking to Adam 12 about that yesterday. It's like, because he's like, oh, you know, Crash, because he thought it was great that Crash, A, in his 50s, was doing a Dry January, and B, that he was breaking the Dry January off early to see, of all bands, the Little River Band. And he was like, boy, you know, on the show, he would just kill an hour because you could just talk about his life. And I said, you don't know what would happen behind the scenes of him constantly yelling at me. And his wives just hated me and thought that I was making Crash.
No, the new one hasn't met you yet, so she can't possibly hate you.
No. She doesn't know who I am. But his wives, and it's funny because, like, I know someone who married a musician, and the musician is in a band that tours, and they fell in love and they got married. And this woman's a fantastic woman, and the guy is one of my great friends. But when they got married, she said, well, why are you touring? Like, why don't you just start making movie scores? And he said, well, you know, like, I can't just do that. Like, this is my job. Yeah. And ultimately, it broke up the marriage.
Right.
So, like, these girls would marry Crash, and then they'd be like, why are you being Crash? And then they would be like, I know why, Fred. And that's what, and so, I mean, how often did he yell at me off air?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he would yell all the time.
He just would scream at me off the air all the time, yell at me and blame me and everything we asked him to do. He's like, ah! And then remember the time he's like, I got to eat. I need food. I can't do this. I got to eat. I need food. I got to take my pills. Guess what pill he was taking, John?
Ambien?
I don't know. What pill was he taking? Yeah, he was taking Ambien on the show.
No.
What pill did he need? He's so desperately, he couldn't do the show because he needed food, and I was an a-hole, and I didn't understand. Guess what he was taking?
I don't know. What was he taking?
Fish oil. he threw a fit and wouldn't come on the air because he needed to eat because he had to take a fish oil pill, which I've taken for 20 years. Fish oil.
Oh, Crash.
I have to take a listen, I love him, and he's one of my great friends.
Yeah.
But when we're not working, he's one of my wonderful friends.
Yes.
But, I mean, Jesus Christ, that guy. I mean, yelling at me all the time, just screaming at me, and his wives just hated me so much.
Somebody said, do Guy from Machine and Legend. But here's the thing. I like Guy from Machine too much. I felt bad the one time, and this was not planned.
No.
Guy from Machine showed up, and Rock and Roll Mike happened to be in studio. We did not plan it that way. And Guy from Machine is the greatest, and he came in, and Rock and Roll Mike was like a wet cat, like in a bathtub. Like, he was flipping out in the room, and I think it kind of freaked out Guy from Machine.
Well, what's Guy from Machine going to do? Guy from Machine's like a normal guy. Like what's he gonna do to the that legend guy?
I don't know.
Gay?
I don't know. But he's like the happy, because it's a dichotomy between world's happiest person.
I don't know. Guy from Machine's just fun angriest. To talk to. I don't know why. I don't know what he would do to like some lunatic caller. The Guy from Machine is just, or Rock and Roll Mike will just spaz out and it will be great. All right, we will be back. We'll talk about sports. It's been 4 minutes.
Sports Hub headlines.
Bruins winning streak now stands at 4. They held off Philadelphia at TD Garden last night. 3-2, Tuukka Rask, 25 saves in net. David Pastrnak, a hat trick. Bruins host Nashville tomorrow. Patrice Bergeron was voted on the Atlantic Division All-Star team yesterday. The NHL has suspended Montreal's Chris Weidman for a game he headbutted Eric Halla 2 nights ago. Patriots will be in Buffalo later on today. They'll play the Bills tomorrow night in round one of the playoffs. 13 players listed as questionable, and the Celtics visit Philadelphia tonight. Marcus Smart is questionable. Grandy and Max have the pregame at 6:30 and the tip-off at 7 here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Sports Hub headlines are brought to you by Verizon, the 5G network that puts first responders first. Firefighters, police, and EMS save with exclusive discounts at Verizon.com. I'm John Wallach on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update at 9 o'clock.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich. 98.5 The Sports.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
They get you going.
In fairness, we have to make up for not watching the game.
Every day.
I might watch a baking show.
Toucher and Rich.
What do you expect me to do? Watch every basketball game?
98.5, The Sports Hub.
Because he's got bad circulation, so his toes get cold. And as you know, with your feet.
Can I get you a suggestion for him? Josh Allen listening? Can people get this message to him? Viagra. Take some Viagra for the game, baby.
In response to that, but you play, so you must know something.
A lot of us take Viagra, right? Because Viagra opens up the blood vessels.
A lot of us take Viagra. What do you mean
a lot of NFL players, at least in my day, took Viagra because it opens up the blood vessels. A lot of endurance athletes, because Viagra was first a heart medicine, right? So it builds up circulation.
And then a guy goes, well, I don't know what to say about that, which is just like fire the guy immediately. I don't know what to say about that.
Why? Don't go there.
Because why? It's not even funny. He's being serious. Like what? Like an erection pill is so funny to you? What are you, 4? I mean, farts are funny. But, he's got a point. Take Viagra. But apparently you can get popped if you don't have a prescription for it.
Yeah, I guess that registers on the PED test if you end up using that.
All right. We're going to talk to this guy from The Athletic who covered Buffalo and now covers the Patriots. Well, that's at 9 o'clock. But, Johnny, you feel very bad about this game. You were not believing this is a win.
No, I don't. I think playing straight up when win wasn't a factor, they had a lot of trouble stopping Josh Allen. When Josh Allen was able to throw the ball and the shackles were off the offense because the weather conditions didn't matter, his escapability really bothered the Patriots. And so if Josh Allen is Josh Allen, I don't know how they stop him. You saw the Patriots, and we played a clip from Bill Belichick earlier today about how they couldn't get off the field on third down, and that was the problem. They didn't have enough speed. The linebackers didn't have enough speed to bring Allen down. By the way, Allen's not a small guy. To bring Allen down, to keep him and the Buffalo offense off the field. And you add in now that Buffalo is running the football exceptionally well, and that's a big weak spot for this team.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the Patriots in this game.
Rich? I think with a guy like Matthew Judon just disappearing over the last month.
The rumors are he's got ribs.
I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, the way he's just disappeared, I would have said that he would probably be the most important player on this team going up against the Bills in a game where it's going to be this cold.
If Judon shows up and he plays like Judon of September and October, that tips the scales a little bit, but it just the running game plus Josh Allen not having to worry about the wind really lends me to believe that the Patriots are going to have a tough time winning this.
They have not been able to set the edge. I mean, the guys have been able to run all over them. And in a guy like, I mean, we saw it with Josh Allen. He's going to use his legs more than usual.
Well, he did it the first time they played like an idiot.
They learned their lesson, as you could tell.
I'll tell you this, is that like, you know, Lifshitz was like, well, they, you know, they came back in the Colts game and they came back in this game and they came back. Yeah, they didn't win. I don't care if you put points up, you didn't win.
His point was that the offense is capable of doing it in those games. Okay, it was the defense that let them down.
All right, but they didn't
win.
That
was his point.
They didn't score enough points to win. So it's all conversation.
And the other part of it is Buffalo is the number one scoring defense in the National Football League.
Here is the deal that would concern me the most, is that if they get down 10 points, they're not going to win the game.
And that lends me to the other point, which is the Patriots, and we've come all the way back around. We believed at the beginning of the season this is the case, and after a strong middle part of the season, we've come back around to it. The Patriots have to run the football, the defense has to play well, and the game has to be low scoring for them to win a game like this.
I'll tell you what, John, if they are, because I don't think they're going to win either. I think the Patriots are going to lose this game. They've given me no indication over the last several weeks that they can hang with these guys. But if they do win, if they find a way to win, then they can beat almost anyone. Outside of the Chiefs, I would put my money on them against anyone. If they're able to go to Buffalo and pull this off, then I think it's a completely different ball game. But that's a big if, because I just couldn't, from anything that I've seen, there's nothing that indicates. I just think this team is either injured or run out of gas. And something has happened on either side of it. With a rookie, obviously the running out of gas thing is real. Your body's just not conditioned especially a 17-game season.
And he's not been good.
I mean, listen, we can look at Jacksonville and write that off or whatever it was. It was Jacksonville.
They were missing 27 players.
Sure. But the defense is where it's been the most glaring. And it just seems to me like this is 19 all over again, where the boogeymen just ended up disappearing and completely going away, despite Kyle Van Noy's T-shirt making and marketing. I feel like we're getting that again. And whether they're out of gas or injured, I don't see them being able to go up there and win.
So this is going to be interesting. So if they lose, you know, after all the money they spent in free agency, they did kind of what we thought they'd do. And then I wonder how long it is until people start questioning Mac Jones.
Like, I don't think that even if he goes up there and lays
it's not gonna be this year. I'm talking about like how couldn't you see like next season or the season after people going,
progress. He has to progress next season. But there's no question about that.
The question is, progress to what?
Exactly.
And we talked about this with Bert Breer in the 7 o'clock hour. The scouting report on Mac Jones is he has the mind for an accelerated learning curve. He'll get the NFL game faster than anyone else that was taken in the first round. You know, he'll go from, on a scale of 10, he'll go from a 0 to a 6 quicker than anyone, but he'll never be better than an 8.
Yeah, so, but the only problem with that whole theory is that you learn something when you're playing in the NFL at the speed of the NFL for the first time. And hopefully, despite as well-coached he was in college, there are things that you just can't learn from or experience until you are there on an NFL field.
But you do now see why he was drafted when he was drafted, I believe, is that you see, I think, like, if you're looking at these kids, you go, well, I think I can teach them, like, the mental aspects of the game, but I can't teach them to be a physical
freak. Yeah, we keep hearing comparisons about him to Andy Dalton, him to Chad Pennington. I mean, and we talked about arm strength earlier. You look at the other quarterbacks and the arm strength they possess, and you look at this kid, there is a clear difference.
There is
a difference. The Patriots have to build their franchise a certain way around this kid for them to succeed.
And I always look at him as the bird in the hand, where all the other guys were like the two in the bush, where you know what you got with him.
Yeah.
It's going to be consistent, or you could take a big gamble on those other guys.
Yeah, but But you're gambling that you can coach them up. You're gambling that you can teach them the mental aspect of
But
the
you
game.
Need good coaches, and look what's yes. happened with, like in Chicago. You know, that guy's gone. Nagy's gone. Wasn't the guy for it. Hopefully you're going to bring in someone who's going to be able to take care of, you know, of Justin Fields. Who knows what's going to happen, whether even, what's his name, Trey Lance is going to get much playing time, because Jimmy Garoppolo has played his way into being a consistent quarterback on that
yes.
team.
When he's not hurt, when yes. he's not hurt,
yeah. yeah. I mean, he's been very good this year.
But I just see, I'm starting to see why Mac Jones was taken when he was. And it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting. All right. Yeah. What's this fellow's name? I'm sorry. We've had him on before. It's Matt Fairburn. My apologies to Matt. My apologies to Matt. I didn't write down. Matt Fairburn going to join us in just a moment.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.